Sipping on drinks, sipping on drinks. Yeah. Sipping on drinks, sipping on the drink. Yeah. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Woo. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. Yeah. Running through them keys way before Cali. Running with the pushes way before Malice. Yeah. Word to the five, I'm the one like four minus. Caught off the rebound, Ben Wallace gave up $4. Yeah. Sipping on the drink, sipping on the drink. Woo. Sipping on the drink, I ain't trying to think. Yeah. When it gets hot, body start dropping. Hit the strip club, so the hoes gon' get the mop. Word of Diddy, we some rockin'. Word of Biggie, we'll be pocket. I just bought Selena crib, I'm poppin'. I just told Drizzy, let me take Serena to the tropics. Hey. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink, drink. Sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think. Sittin' high, six guard cover. Tell them hoes get low, six guard comes. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. Yeah. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. Yeah. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot.
Pump it up. She got a good head on her, but I pump it up. I'm not a one-hit wonder, they know all my stuff. You let me turn into the nigga that you almost was.
I done seen a lot of shit and I done been in things. And I never started nothing, I just finished things. And I'm sell off like the man that brought me in the thing. How you out here celebrating like the winning team? No, calm down, calm down. Shit ain't how you think it is, take a look around. I'm supposed to be on a vacation right now. But I'm home wildin', word to DJ Khaled, back with another one. I'm steady dropping bombs on your head top. Been that way since I could make your band rock. I'm on blue away, you can't shop. Bitch, I just rapped and it went pop.
Next move better than my last move. Your next move can't erase your past moves. Took her out once she got attached to him.
Ring, ring, click, I get back to him. You don't really want the views. You don't want a snapshot of things going on with the crew. You don't want to hear not nice, did 13 and did another two for some other shit he didn't do. Last week, boy, them running in the room. This week, sold 1.2. Yeah, it's a Boucheron, baby boy. Yeah, and I know Taraji like I'm baby boy. And I fuck with Weezy and I'm baby boy. Yeah, we the army, better yet the Navy boy. Yeah, sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. Yeah, sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think.
All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. Sippin' on a drink, sippin' on a drink. Sippin' on a drink, I ain't tryna think. All about the moolah, all about the moolah. Word to the bird, I ain't never take a first shot. The birds won rings and things, you know. But we never take the bird shopping, you know.
What's up? This is Millennial's Third Eye. My name's Joe. You're joining us on another episode. Welcome to the show. Chris, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I am.
All right, cool. I had a moment where it just kind of like wasn't playing in my headphones, and then it was still playing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good to know. You're still here. I had to do a private reading and jump right on. So we made it happen.
Yep.
On this episode, we did make it happen. I like how we do that. It's just like, boom, today's going to happen, and divine timing.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Boom, shakalaka. So if this is your first time listening, what to look out for? We have a good time. We just talk about a topic. Everything is not planned other than the topic. And I do have a soundboard of cool, funny things to do. So look out for those. Those are fun. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about sexuality. Are you comfortable talking about it?
There's supposed to be like a drum roll there, right?
Yeah, let's see.
Pitted.
So I'll find a better one. But sexuality is going to be the topic today, and we're going to push the envelope just a little bit. Is it something that's easier to talk about in 2019 or 2020? Is it something that should be more open? There is a time and place for it, but we're going to get into probably everything possible about this topic. Before we do, Krista, awesome to have you back, and also always on the episodes. We're going to have fun from here, and we always did have fun from where we started.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with you? What have you been up to?
What's been up with me? Well, exciting stuff happening for both you and I. More
Absolutely.
To be disclosed at a later date.
Yes.
And just doing readings. My birthday was last Friday, the 13th.
Happy birthday. That's a good day to have a Friday the 13th.
Right, Friday the 13th. Yes, 13 is my lucky number. Yeah, we had a beautiful after my party. About seven of us were all gathered around. We did a beautiful meditation for the harvest full moon. And I ended up full on channeling Mary Magdalene. And
nice.
Mary Magdalene actually went around the circle and made everybody channel. So, yeah, be prepared. If you hang out with me, you're going to channel.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
That's exactly right.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, and then after that, we just got wasted. No, just kidding. That's still fun, though.
Yeah, it was pretty wasted, but yeah, it was good times.
That's good.
It was good times. What about you, Joe? What's going on with you?
So I went to San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time.
California's the best.
I'm not gonna lie. Last episode was about Twin Flames. Mm-hmm. So I went out and I found my Twin Flame. But I had a great time. We had a great time. San Jose was fun. And I really, like, as soon as I got on the plane, I was like, I don't want to come back to New York. I did not want to go. And then I got off the plane, and I went, I don't want to be in New York. Because it's 3 hours ahead, and it's already dark here. But you know what? I did come back a whole new person. I came back with happiness. I came back – because honestly, the Twin Flame thing, let's talk about that after this. But that's why I figured we're going to roll that into Twin Flame and then the topic. Because I think that's about passion and all that stuff. Anyways, so I didn't really believe in Twin Flames. And the more I heard about it, people asked me if I did readings with Twin Flames. I was like, I don't do just general readings in general. So don't say that the wrong way. I just do readings. So the Twin Flame reading thing was kind of like, that's odd. I didn't really believe in it.
For somebody else.
Then all of a sudden, right. And then Candace, who was on that episode, had talked to me. I asked her, like, what's going on? Do you get anything from me? Because I'm having a weird moment. And she was like, I think you got some TF symptoms. I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, Twin Flame symptoms. I think that, you know, something's going on. Did you meet your Twin Flame? And I went, oh my God. Like, this did happen. Like, just recently, I'm like going, oh man, that's real. And I went through a craziness, but anyways, absolutely. And I'm going, now I'm getting like all the information for Twin Flames going, oh my God. Yeah. Everything. Check, check, check. I really should say dope. That's the California way.
Right.
Dope.
That is the California way. Mm-hmm.
So that's
totally
what I've been
up
to. I had an amazing time. Definitely going to go back. And I'm looking forward to the next chapters in life. So that's where I'm at now. And I'm happy to be here. And everything's just moving forward. So
Thank
you for asking, though.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Very cool.
So we're going to roll right in from, you know, Twin Flame. Sexuality. Mm-hmm. So I brought this topic up and you brought it up, and I think it's a great topic because not everyone talks about it for one. Two, I think everyone should talk about it because this is what we're going to discuss, but should we be more open-minded about it? Should we be more comfortable about it? And this could be like so many different things and we're going to have fun with it. So where should we start with that?
Where should we start with that? Oh, man. Yeah, we should definitely be more open about it. I mean, we are human beings. We are sexual creatures. It's I'm all about sexual fluidity. And to me, sexual fluidity is expressing what you're into, what you like, what you don't like, and knowing that about yourself, like knowing what you're into and what you're not into, and expressively sharing that with other people. It should be, you know, especially when you get to know somebody on a deeper level, it's like, and you know, that can be a friend, a lover, doesn't matter. It's just like, you should be able to freely express your sexual self and be loved and accepted for all that you are. And you know, sex is part of human nature. Like that's a big part of any
mm-hmm.
relationship.
I was actually, I was watching something on the plane back home and talked about the evolution of humanity, talked about the evolution. They were like, basically, it's true. We are animals. You know, we're another form of – I said porn already, huh? Is that porn?
There you go.
We're another form of animals in the world, and part of being an animal is reproducing, and also sexuality and sex, and that's what animals, you know, obviously do. They reproduce as well. So I found it interesting, and I'm listening to it. But when it comes to this topic as well, not only is it like a normal thing, absolutely. Am I saying, you know, do I believe in going out in public and just talking to someone new and say, hey, by the way, I like cuffs. Like, someone actually said that to me, but they're like, would that be okay? Like, just like meeting someone on a first date going, hey, do you like fuzzy handcuffs? And then that's kind of like a deal breaker. But I'm not saying go out there and do it. I think there's a time and place right. for it. But at the same time,
absolutely.
Just being comfortable with sexual talk. And there's a lot of loose ends to that. And don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that have been through something. And I can definitely understand. And that comes with the with shadowing and kind of going through your traumas. Mm-hmm. And that's not easy. But just to keep the border, let's keep it a borderline. Just to be comfortable, I guess we're both agreeing on that. Being able to talk about things that you enjoy or things that you like. In general, just being open-minded. So we agree on that, yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing shameful about it. There's nothing that you should hide about it. I'm going to be constantly tying this back into spirituality, because that is where I live my whole life, serving spirit. So
I like how you said that. It's the spirit.
But if you want to dive deeper into your spirituality, you got to dive deeper into yourself too. And you got to know yourself fully. And that includes sexual energy. Sexual energy is highly spiritual. Highly.
Absolutely. If there's anything that, to just follow through with this is, and I thought we actually talked about this really, really briefly, just because we were talking about the topic. The one thing I noticed that, and either they know it or they don't, but even as I'm recognizing it, spiritual people in general that I've come across, and the more I've come across as cool, open-minded, just even having fun and talking about some stuff, life is not something they hold so privately. And they take it with pride mm-hmm. because being a light worker, whatever you want, light warrior, we're here to share our authentic self. Do I want to go out in public and be like, hi, my name's Joe, and I love doing this? No, I mean, like, but at the same time, if the topic's there and you're talking about it, time and place, absolutely. I have no problem talking about it. In my mind, too, though, there is privacy. And I think we'll get to that point later on. But when I get to this topic about spiritual people, spiritual friends, people that I'm meeting or I've met, do they all talk about sexual stuff just out of nowhere? No. But if it's something that's funny or it comes out true, they're really comfortable with who they are. And what I'm adding to this is that they're so comfortable, there's confidence in it. And it's showing that you're proud and happy to be who you are. And I want to rephrase that just so everyone understands that this is the feeling that I'm expressing is, does everyone that I come across as spiritual just jump out and say, hey, this is what I like, this is what I don't? No, there's a topic and a time and a place, but there seems to be a relativity to being comfortable with who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And being comfortable with yourself and knowing what you like and don't like really opens the doors to finding that person that you're meant to be with.
Exactly.
And we can all look back onto the first person that we had sex with, and it was just a complete mess. Because we didn't know.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, and it gets better with time. Because then you can gently, and I won't say, like, when you're in bed with a new partner, you don't say, you know, flat out say, no, I like this, I don't like that. But it's better to gently, like, guide and show than to sometimes tell. Because a lot with partners, male and female, some people don't like to be told what to do in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more, I have no idea where I got off on the subject. But
well, no, it's completely fine. So actually what I was thinking and I was just about to say is, all right, so we agree. We're both agreeing in this conversation that through our experience that the first time I actually sucked, it was kind of like, what do we do? What's going on? What do we do? But
right.
in general, being open, more open about this and conversations or in relationships is a good thing. Where it's going, evolution, it's part of the reproduction. But we're kind of going into now, we're going into the topic of not everyone wants to talk about it or express or be told what to do or the kinks and stuff. So
right.
I think basically, and this is pretty cool. Yeah, there's the meeting the people that you're meant to be with, or if it works out or it doesn't work out, there's the deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I want to do that again. There's an episode where I just, like, all of us went hard on just all of our deal breakers for fun. But there's deal breakers, and not everyone gets a chance to be like, hey, this is what I don't like. This is what I like. Can we do this? Honestly, here's a story. One relationship I had, wonderful person. I like to explore, like to have fun with different things. And they were very traditional. And what upset them was that I was more explorative instead of being original. And that told them subliminally, basically, that that wasn't good enough for me. And
right.
instead of having a conversation about it or being comfortable, it turned into them feeling not efficient enough. Inadequate, right. So
right.
instead of being able to talk about it and say, like, no, this is who I am, and then it kind of made me
mm-hmm.
feel also that maybe something's wrong with me. And that's where I think also it comes into talking about things, because not only is it a therapeutic thing, talking in general, going to a therapist,
mm-hmm.
talking to a friend, hey, this is what happened. We like to tell everyone what we go through all the time. Most of the time it seems to be negative, but now it's being more positive, being positive about it. But being able to talk to someone you're involved with, or even the topic in general.
Yes, absolutely. I had the same exact situation in a past relationship as well, because I'm extremely explorative. I'm like, I don't want to do missionary every single time. Come on, how boring is that? It's like, let's change it up. Let's add this. Let's do this. And it's like, no, no, no. And yeah, just completely feeling inadequate. And it's like, okay, well, you're not inadequate. It's just, I want to change things up. It's not that big of a deal. But it was a big deal to them. So it's, and that goes back to finding the right partner to be with, of where you're compatible on that. But that's all part of a relationship, of what floats your boat, what floats mine, like what gets you off, what gets me off. That's part of
mm-hmm.
it. That's the exchange. I find it very interesting, because when I'm giving readings or spiritual coaching women, when the subject of sex comes up, they're just say, well, I'm not happy in my marriage. And I automatically flat out say, how's the sex? And immediately, and it happens more often than not, they cross their legs and they cross their arms. And I'm like, stop right there. And it happens so often.
Doesn't count though.
Exactly. See?
Doesn't count though.
Something there, Jeff. Right.
I don't know. It's symbolically. My legs weren't crossed, but I totally, yeah, absolutely. So.
But they just closed down.
Actually,
and so it's like, open
yeah.
back up, you know? Put your feet back on the ground, uncross your, like, put your chest out, be the woman that you're meant to be, or the man you're meant to be, you know? It goes both ways.
So. I talk
yeah.
a lot about, even with you, about evolution, and this is a big evolution. There's a big spiritual revolution. There's going to be historical change here. But this isn't the 50s anymore. I mean, like, there's a comedian, Chris D'Elia. He's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, people were just, like, smitten over, like, the smallest things. They're like, here, a tall glass of water. Like, it was just very, very bland. But that was it. Now we're getting
yeah.
more into deeper things. We enjoy certain things. We're exploring more. So basically what I'm saying is, actually, I want to follow through what you were saying before as well. So I was talking to someone recently in a reading, and basically explaining how, especially in relationships, we don't really express enough anymore. And there's times where we start to take things out on the other person, because we feel like in the inside, we're thinking, our life isn't adequate enough. We're not happy. We're not achieving. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's this. But then we start to act out, and we think that the partner in our relationship isn't loving enough, or maybe they're not around. So we're observing them instead and putting it on them. So to kind of correspond with what I'm saying is, we start to act out instead of talk. And that's where you were talking about how what's wrong? Is there sex involved? Are you guys still having sex? Is there the relationship strong? And that's why they said to you, I guess they crossed their arms and they got insecure, and obviously there wasn't. But to go around that completely is, instead of not talking about it, and this is relationships that have been going on for, I don't know, let's say like years or months or right. however long it may be, because clearly it was working out at one point.
Mm-hmm. Or you wouldn't still be with the, or you wouldn't have initially got with the person. I've mm-hmm. never heard anybody say, oh, the sex was horrible, but I'm in love with him. No. Never heard that.
So,
it's
if,
like, no.
Well, hold on. Let me just recap as I see some people coming in. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about this topic, sexuality. And just to bring you up to speed, we're discussing, is it important to be open-minded about it, to be comfortable about talking about it? The scenarios. So we already talked about, we both, me and Krista here both agree that should be open-minded about it. And there is some scenarios that it's difficult. There's just things that people have been through, but through evolution and times and eras we're discussing now, basically kinks, things we like, where relationships now can go wrong. But let's, all right. So you brought up, say that one more time. That was actually fun.
I have never heard a woman say, the sex is horrible, but I'm so in love with him.
Right.
Because right. if you're in love with him, you'll find ways to make the sex better.
Right. Well, absolutely. But that's the thing too, though. Okay, so find the ways to make it better. So the one thing I was talking about before was they thought in the past, when that situation did happen, that it wasn't good enough. But we didn't even have that conversation mm-hmm. to explain or express. They just took it wrong. So whereas to make it better, I guess it's to talk about it in general.
To talk about it in general. And also, I'm a big advocate, well, as much as you can, of exploring it by yourself at first. And that's, you know, through masturbation, through having your alone time mm-hmm. for yourself. Find out what you like. Find out what pressure you like. Find out position. Like, there, you should have no problem having fun by yourself. And if you do have a problem with that, then you really need to dig deeper into why. Because if you can't get yourself off, there's no way a partner could get you off. It's just impossible.
I mean, I feel
so,
like... I mean, I totally agree with you, regardless. But I think so. I believe that someone could still do that. But I still agree, ultimately, if you don't know what you like, you don't know what you like. But as a human being, yeah, we should totally explore. That's what we have. It's there. We're not going into religious aspects. It can go in so many different aspects. But, yeah, absolutely. You should know what you like. Because this plays a part
and
in
if
also.
If you don't know, you need to find out.
Yeah, if you don't know, it should be exciting. I mean, it's part of humanity. It's part of being human.
Yes.
You know what? It can go into how we're also raised, too. I think there's a comfort. There's also who we are. And being raised as from a kid to an adult or a teen or in your 20s, something always comes from where our home life came from, whether it be mm-hmm. how we act, how we feel, where we go about things a certain way. So it always stems from the subconscious mind of what we had been through. A relationship that went wrong could be the trigger that they don't want to do that anymore. They don't want to do that because
right.
something happened where it was uncomfortable.
Right.
But this is still in the same aspect, talking about something to someone, even if it's, okay, a friend you trust about a scenario that happened, or being able to open up to someone that you're able to have confidence in. If it's a therapist, I always say that therapists are good. It's someone that you
wonderful.
Can confide in, listen to, they're professionals. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, just talking to someone, because you can, do you know how many times I call you or a friend or, hey, I have this question. I was going through this and I did that. And then I go, oh, I talk about it and I
before
find my own answers
speak,
when I'm talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's.
And I get
sometimes
frustrated because I'm
hear
looking
our
forward
well.
To yeah, I'm looking forward to your answer and going, oh. And you're going, usually it's like, what? Well, I just figured it out because it's the thing. Remember?
You're like, never mind. I got it. It's like, okay, cool. Glad to be
but
a service.
You can appreciate it. Oh, that'd be like horrible if I was just like, hey, by the way, I had a question. Oh, never mind. Just hang up. But if you can talk about sex, if you could talk about what you like, if you could talk about in a relationship that's been 6 months, be like, hey, can we try this? Yes or no? If you can do that, you can talk about anything in a relationship. And I think that, yes. And I'm not saying do this with your friends. I'm saying sex in general, when it comes to what your storyline is, what you're comfortable with, what you're doing, always be safe and practice safe sex. I'm just going to throw that out there too. But at the same time, if you can be comfortable with your partner, in marriage, relationship, I think you could talk about anything at that point. That's a question, Krista. Where should that really start off? Like, let's say, is there like a real timeline for that? Is there like a beginning? Day two?
Before there's even intimacy, before you even get there, there should be that talk.
Mm-hmm. On Tinder, they're very like straightforward on being funny. I mean, some of them are just like really, I mean, that's really weird dating online these days. But am I looking online? No, I'm not. But I'm saying the times that I've seen it, it's very funny and weird. But they're very straightforward. Like, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Or they're saying no games. All right, okay, gotcha. No games.
Gotcha.
But straightforward on Tinder, and that's the thing too. It's like only in text. And then when you get to the person, you meet them, they're like, oh, you know, I scared it. And then sometimes, and then you read their profile, and they're probably like some kinky person. So,
right. And then when they get in person, they're all quiet and not even want to talk about it. And it's like, what? I've experienced that.
I'm just giving a metaphor, but basically, you don't think that as soon as you meet the person, basically, you think that's the timeline? Whenever?
Whoa, okay. Not as soon as you meet the person. I mean, there has to be a level of comfort there.
Right,
But I mean, that can happen in 2 hours, you know, of just, and I'm sure alcohol could be involved, but of just opening, like letting the walls down and opening up. And, you know, there's that flirtatious back and forth of like, well, what if I put my hand here? What would you do? Da 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 da. You know, that type of playful, you know, I don't know. I like straightforward, and my best pickup line ever, and we actually dated for a couple years, was nice shoes, want to fuck? It's like, boom, there it is. It's like, okay, cool. You're right straight to the point. So, yeah, I think it should happen pretty close, pretty right away. But there's also that beauty of letting it evolve naturally and slowly. Each relationship's going to be different. Each energy is different. Each frequency that you come across with is going to be different. And that brings me, like, into the subject of, as a spiritual being, like, as I've evolved now, I do not feel I could have sex with anybody unless I'm in love with them, in love with them fully, and they're on the same spiritual page as me.
I like that you brought that there.
Yeah.
I definitely like that you brought that there. Yeah, continue. I wanted to just jump in there real quick.
Because the way I view sex now is extremely different than when I viewed it in my early 20s. You know, like, my early 20s, it was like, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, let's have fun. And now it's more like it's intensely intimate. I'm heavily into tantric sex. Like, if you can't get there with me, then I don't even want to have spend time with you. And also, women, listen up. And, you know, men too. When you are with a man and he is penetrating you and he comes inside you, he's literally unloading everything of him in you. That's energy. That's past tense. That's past lives. I mean, he's literally. And, like, if you're a spiritual being and you're sensitive to energy, do you really want that inside you? So it's something to think about. And I know I went there. But even as a man,
no,
I mean, you're literally in her.
That's
so
true.
so there. Like you're part of her energy. You're melded with her. Do you want to be there?
So, hold on. Let me, because that's true. All right, let's go back real quick.
Okay.
So I agree with you. I think that's really important that you drop that line because if I could put a time frame on it, I'll let you know in a minute. But I, for a long time, could only be with someone intimately if I'm mentally, like mentally, heart, hold on, how do I explain it? Through my mind and through attraction. So if I'm not in it, I'm not going to be, I don't want to. If I'm not attracted to your mind, and that's not just like someone, I don't know, some people I think say this, but they don't really mean it. If I'm not mentally involved and connected to you, I can't connect to you. If I'm not able to talk to you or have a good, so that's important to my mind, but everyone's different. So even basically saying at this time in my life, for sure. Yeah. I can't, it's a deal breaker. That's one of the top things. If I can't get you and talk to you about things, I can't communicate.
Right.
And if I can't communicate, I'm not interested.
The best sex ever is that mental stimulation beforehand. To me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have that mental stimulation, you have that emotional stimulation, and it's like, wow, the physical stimulation is like off the chain. So yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think that comes with spiritual evolution.
Yeah, for sure. Spiritual evolution as well. I mean, that's a part of opening your mind to a different connection, and it's not just with one tool, basically. And I'm not saying it's a tool, but you're not just using that. You're not using it. You're what's the word I'm looking for? You are essentially using your mind, body, and all of the combinations. It's all in one. It's alignment. It's your higher self. It's like spiritually connecting. So you rolled that into energy. And I think that's a great thing you did because a lot of individuals don't notice this. Energy is everything. There's energy in us talking right now. There's energy in what we do. There's intentional. It's everywhere. You can't avoid it. Anyways, it's all good. Relationships, though, through sexuality and having sex, that is energy transfer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, be careful, ladies out there. Hey, guys too, like in general. And what do I mean
and
by
then,
that?
Yeah.
And follow through with that. That connection, if their energy's off or there's something, there's a combination that's connecting. So you can pick up and there's a transfer. There's just a combination. You'll feel more. It could be a positive, but it can also be a negative. And all of a sudden you'll notice that either if it's a negative, you start to go kind of spiral a little bit. Your mind's a little off. Your thoughts are a little off. I'm not saying you're depressed and you want to I'm just saying basically you start to think differently. You kind of feel like something's off. Everything's really fine, but you're picking up also on their emotions. If it's positive, it just gets better from there. So
yes, it definitely just gets better from there. And men, women, if you ever sleep with a psychic, God help you. It can be the best or the worst in your life. Am I right, Joe?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. In my life, if I can explain the psychic thing and spiritual connection, there definitely is. But however, I also don't – all right, how do I explain this perfectly? When I get intuitive messages outside of doing readings, it just comes through. And there's times where it's a game with my own mind. I'm like, all right, here we go again. Because I have my own life too. So is there involved with intuition and sexual behavior in the moment? For sure. Absolutely.
For sure.
That is like definitely the benefit of the mind-body-soul connection with the right person. And when the right person comes along, definitely, it's a better, you can only imagine that. Okay. So if you find the person you're meant to be with, in my mind, that is the ultimate combination of what we're looking for. And that spiritual intuitive connection. Yeah, definitely. It plays a part. It's like, I know it's like almost saying like, I got the cheat codes. I know all the secrets.
I know exactly.
I know how to open Pandora's box. I got you.
What was that? Up, up, down, down, left.
I know
left,
how to open.
Oh don't know. AB, AB.
Up, down, AB, AB.
Yeah. I got the secret.
So if you're out there listening, what time did you, you said 10:30 or 10?
10:30.
All right. So we got about an hour. Okay. If you're listening and you're interested, make sure that later on in the show when we're ready, we're going to be taking callers for free readings. We're going to be doing probably two or three. So when you get that notice, we'll be taking calls. If you want to call ahead and just wait, that's fine too. We're going to pick them randomly. The number is 929-477-2767. And make sure you press 1 when you're listening. And if you're still listening now and you're just catching up on what's going on, I'm sorry, because that's probably weird. This is a topic of conversation where if you just jumped right in, you're going, what's going on right now? So really quickly.
What's going on, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's going on. They're talking about some stuff right here, and it's sexuality. And the reason why we're talking about that is because spirituality, sexuality is definitely connected. And the discussion is, should it be more open? And we kind of already stumbled into further on being open about it, but why it should be open, what's the comfort zones, when should it start, where should it go from there? So right now we brought it forward to energy and the connection between individuals. I kind of want to keep going with that.
Me too.
So
I think this brings us back to me, in my mind, is tantric sex.
Tantric sex.
Now, tantric. Tantric, baby, tantric. do you know anything about that, Joe?
Well, I wanted you to elaborate because the word
I will elaborate.
I want everyone to know out there, don't be ashamed when you don't know what it means.
Oh,
I don't know what tantric sex. It sounds interesting, though.
Because if you don't know, then I will elaborate and add more.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wait, hold on. I got this for you right here. Hold on.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
Let's see some serious shit. All right.
I can love that. Okay. So tantric sex is when it's connection. It is a physical and spiritual awareness of each other. It is, like, I'll tell you, and this is personal, the first time I ever attempted tantric sex, we literally just stared in each other's eyes and orgasmed. Because we built the frequency and the energy up so high that we didn't even need a touch. Now, oh gosh, I'm getting so personal here, but I can orgasm in deep meditation. Like, and so I taught myself very early on how to orgasm just through getting up higher in the levels of energy. Because once you activate the Kundalini, it's intense. But so you can do tantric sex with yourself, but with your partner has to be on the same level spiritually as you are. They have to know how to raise their energy and raise their frequency up to the same level you're at.
I mean, there's times where I don't know if this counts, and we'll kind of, if anyone's listening, we'll loop you in to, because I have a feeling like throughout this whole episode, they're gonna be like, what's going on? I don't know. But I have had more moments. I've had more recent Jesus, I can't get around that one. So anyways, I've been more attracted to this person more often because I am. And not everyone has ever really did that, where it could be just talking about something simple and I'm looking at them and it's just boom. I'm already getting attracted. And what's the proper word? I guess we have to use more scientific proper words. Yeah, well, yeah.
You're getting turned on.
So if my mental attraction's not there, the energy, so I'm not. But does that account for, there's no orgasm like you were just talking about where the tantric energy raising, so it doesn't count. Something I got to work on. I didn't know about it. I'm definitely going to try that at least. So, yeah, the partner has to be at the same level as you. Huh.
Right. And it takes time, but you can eventually get them there. If you're at a higher level or they're at a higher level, you can eventually get there, but they have to do their own spiritual work. They have to do their own deep dive into themselves. And you have to be able to support that.
That's a different level, I think. So I want to recap real fast. We went from open about sexual talk. We went from time frame, how to go about it, best methods, why you should, subconsciously, healthy for the relationship, attraction, mental. We definitely talked about the mental connection. I want to re-talk about that always, because having that mental, physical connection is important. And that's both what me and Chris were just talking about for us, because if we don't have that mental connection, you can't have that tantric thing either. So if you're not mentally attracted, you're not physically attracted. This is the physical, but the mental is really important for me. So we're talking about the tantric thing.
Yes.
This is really interesting.
So would you like me to –
again.
Okay, so want me to go more?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more time.
So tantric is about connection. It's about physical and spiritual awareness. It's actually Sanskrit for weaving energy. So tantric means weaving energy. It's very deeply meditative. It's like where it's most modern practice with tantric is you both sit there and look into each other's eyes for at least 15 minutes. No touching, no nothing. It's just staring into each other's eyes. And if you're not there at a comfort level and there's no laughing, there's no giggling, it's just because that's deeply personal. Of just sitting there staring in each other's eyes. And then you start kissing if you get to that point.
Wait.
And then
it's
nothing but kissing, no touching. No.
What if
because
smiling?
You should have
like
already.
Biting your lip or.
Yeah, that's okay. But you don't want to make it sunny. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, smiling, like biting lip, facial expressions are okay, but you don't want to be like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable, you know? You want to be fully comfortable.
I get that.
And already, cause that's putting you into a meditative state of putting the frequency energy back and forth to each other. Okay.
Huh. I want to look into this.
So then you can start kissing, and then where it leads from there, it's up to you guys. But it's like it's ability to step outside of your comfort zone, because once you're already there in that zone and then you start kissing and then it leads to other places, it's like you guys are both in this meditative zone where you can do anything, try anything, and it's completely okay. It's like that release of inhibition. It's like you're completely drunk with no alcohol. It's like, you want to try this? Let's do that. And it just, it's a beautiful, intimate, and then afterwards it's like you guys are magnets where you can't even like move off each other. Remember one of the first times I did this, we literally slept naked right on top of each other all night. We didn't even move because it was like we could barely even like move off each other because it was just that magnetism of you can't even move.
I mean, is there a possibility that could still happen without the tantric?
How about this?
What about like the Kama Sutra type methods where there's more massage, there's more oils and smells, aromas? Could that be like another method and in a different way? Because that's the way I'm looking at it right now in my mind.
So Kama Sutra is more non-meditative. Kama Sutra is more physical action of movement. And tantric is a lot more slower and how can I put this? Kama Sutra is, like I said, more positions, different oils, different scents. It's more action, and then tantric is more it's literally an out of body experience.
I'm looking at this now and this is gonna be funny. And this is how I think, and you're gonna definitely follow through with what I'm thinking. I'm looking at this dimensionally and just how we evolve our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, and how we go from letting go of ego and letting go of worries, doubts, and fears of people and our life, and we take control of our life, and we start to like focus basically just on what we want, and we start to make motivation to succeed in what we're truly happy doing. I'm looking at it that way because I know I'm not ready for doing some energetic looking in someone's eyes tantric sex right now because I'm already thinking. that's some higher dimensional stuff, and I don't know. But the reason I said that is because in a sexual aspect, right, there's the comfort, but there is also learning more about who you are. Sure, you might know you like certain things already, but especially like soul awakening moments, right? We're like, yeah, we're spiritual, but all of a sudden your third eye opens, you're going, holy shit, what happened with my life and what's going on? So then it ultimately shakes you up and you start to find out who you really are in life. If you haven't been through that, look out for it. It's going to be fun. But through sexuality, I'm looking at it dimensionally where you start to explore more, but you start to really go deeper now of what you enjoy or what you enjoy doing with the right person. And of course they're hopefully are like-minded and they'll actually do that anyway. But Karma Sutra to me is, yeah, it's more, whether it be a little bit or completely into it, there's more sense. There's more, maybe a taste, there's more positions, but it's more physical comfort. Whereas maybe there is that attraction.
More 3D than 5D.
I mean, yeah, you can look at it that way too. Yeah, sure. I think it's more an energetic connection. And this is more where I guess where opinions are coming in. I like this. I want to hear what you think about it. But you're physically taking time to silently maybe get to know the person, but also enjoy each other's comfort through different methods and aromas. I mean, there's science, scientifically proven, we're doing oils, right? There's oils for this, oils for that. Patchouli oil is one of those. And that is, the body is an amazing vessel. I mean, it reacts.
Yeah.
It has
pheromones. It has receptors.
You don't like someone's pheromones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Game over. Game over. Yeah. Yeah. Just, I don't even want to think about not being.
If you don't like their own personal oil,
that's a deal breaker right there. Right?
Yeah, right. Deal breaker. What happened? I think we should be more open about like honesty too. I mean, sometimes it's hard because we don't hurt people's feelings, but at the same time, I guess there's a time and place for that too. You don't want to. I guess it's a good thing.
Not you,
don't tell
me
them.
Type of thing.
Yeah. Well, truly,
it's not,
I mean,
you, it's
it
me
might
because
be.
it
I don't like
is.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
But what do you think
but
about
just to
that
put a cap,
dimensional deal?
I was gonna, well, the dimensional deal. Okay, so like the tantric is more about. It's not about orgasm. It's about the journey getting to orgasm. It's about the spiritual journey that you are both are on to orgasm. I think with Kama Sutra, it's more of let's intensify this and let's build it to a better orgasm. So
I
could be completely off, but I think that would be the difference.
I totally agree with you.
And tantric is more about harmonic frequency, because again, it's that the partner that I was with, like when we raised that vibration to a harmonic level, it was like we were both able to orgasm without even touching. It is possible. I have witnessed it many times.
It's interesting to
was
me.
It, okay,
I'm not gonna lie.
But was it as fun? No, I wouldn't say this is a thing that I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
You know, every single night. Hell no. That's too much work.
I mean, I got a funny question to ask after this, but I agree. That's what I wanted to say. Like, I want to be honest. Like, not something I would just want to be like, hey, want to do some tantric maybe? But it sounds interesting because if it's true and if it can be done, then at least try it once. That's my try it once. If it's something you're interested in. By the way, if you're out there and there's something you don't like or you don't want to do, talk about it. We're here talking about it.
Yes.
In the sense of being open-minded. Be open-minded, but be open about things you don't want to do either. But I'm not saying go out there and just talk about it. That's what we were talking about before. In relationship, just comfort. But again, I want to ask you, Chris, so if someone were to stare at someone in their job and focus on that,
that goes back to you guys have to be on the same level.
Which is definitely
you guys have to be on the same energetic frequency level.
I'm just hypothetically saying, what if that?
But if you guys are at the same job, you guys are both aware of what you're doing. You're picking up on the vibe. They're looking at
you're
you. You're looking at them. Maybe you're not working and you're in the astral plane. So when you have sex in the astral plane, I would call it astral planing.
you're planing, not planking. You're planing.
You're planing.
That's basically what they were talking about, right? As it's supposed to be, well, the more involved we get, I guess, consciously, it's really a conscious base. When I was going through my awakening, right, there's so many videos. I think one of the topics was that came up was sex, and it was talking about how really you could do this with your partner, your twin flame, without being physically there. And I'm going, but I don't want that. I was like, everyone's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want my spiritual awakening. I want to go back. And I'm going, wait, no physical. I don't want.
No.
But
I
could.
You could. Again, is it as fun? No.
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, there's nothing that beats the physical touch. Nothing that beats it. The physical touch is everything.
So we had some pretty interesting topics here, and I like that we intertwined it with obviously spirituality, the human body. What I would like to do is maybe come up with we threw it out there. Whose Line Is It Anyway type of thing, or a game, or at least like a questionnaire. Oh, we should do that. Okay. We should take – all right, I'll play music. We'll take a minute to ask like 5 funny but maybe like questions to help others, I guess, open up about, you know, basically have fun with it in a sense. But
could you give me an example?
I'm
going
to pick a long song so that way I can think – I don't know yet either. I'm trying to figure it out. What can we do to kind of have fun with this topic in the sense of questions or a game where –
Okay.
I guess a truth or question game about like experience.
Never ever have I. What's that one?
Never have I ever.
Yeah.
Like a professional radio show game. Let's play a quick song.
Okay.
Take a break.
We'll think
about it. Come back together.
I will.
If anyone's whoever's listening out there right now, we're gonna play a song. We're gonna pick a couple people pretty soon for free readings. 2 or 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in that, make sure you call the number, which is 929-477-2767. Remember to press 1. If you're just joining us right now, this is probably a topic you're like, what the hell's going on right now? So this topic is about sexuality and intertwining with spirituality and the evolution or growth and our open-mindedness and where it should go. So make sure you catch the beforehand that you missed if you did, because we're leading it into more different routes, obviously. But do you believe it should be comfortable to talk about it and relationships and who we are today in this this generation, basically? So I'm going to play a song, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. After I figure out what song I'm playing.
Too funny.
Pretty soon. I got it right here. I put a bunch of new songs on here. I was like, I don't know what I want to put on. All right, searching. Bam.
Sounds like personal problem.
I'm a great DJ. It totally is.
We got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. What's hot? A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, 5 cars, you're in charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowd, make money, chill with the honey, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got the gold from the gusto, but you don't know about the blood, sweat, and tears. Fight to take to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar?
trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know. It's a fun job, but it's still a job. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. It's single, don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like some serious.
Yeah, if I have big dreams, I'll make it big clean. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main. You want to look trendy in the Bentley. Be a fly band, never act friendly. You want to have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, everything will be okay. Then you get tipped by the media and fans. Things never stay the same way. I heard that some never give fool to the fullest. That's why fools end up standing on the floor. Think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my leg with the chrome ring shine. So you wanna roll far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
You wanna be a rock superstar and live large. A big house and buy cars and great cars. Coming up in the world, don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar. I'm chilling in the hotel room lonely, but I thank God I'm with my homies. But sometimes I wish I was back home, but only no radio or videos. And they show me no love, the phony. Gotta hit the boat slowly, so the record gets pushed by Sony. I'm in the middle like Moni, and the press say that. My own people disown me, and the best way back is to keep your head straight, never inflate the cranium. You're too worried about them honeys at the palladium who just wanna cling on, swing on, and so on. Go on, fall off the. Roll on to the next rock superstar with no shame. Give him a year and they'll be right out the game. The same as the last one who came before him. Gained fame, started getting ignored. I warned him, assured him, this ain't easy. Take it from Reezy, cheesy people wanna be so cheesy. The people.
All right, welcome back to Millennial Third Eye. This is Joe and Krista, and this topic is sexuality. So coming back, we were thinking about possible game or questionnaire thing that we could do. But if you're joining us again, you're probably going to want to just listen to the whole episode when you can, because we went through a bunch of different ups and downs through sexual talk here. But I was thinking maybe asking, see, I don't know, what'd you come up with, anything?
Just I did random party sex questions. That's the only thing I.
I guess. Like,
yes, that's where my parties go to.
There's a party in my pants. Was that show? The Anchorman. So you're telling me there's a party in the pa- your
yes.
pants? I'm invited. There's yes, there's a party, and you're invited.
I'm invited. And you're totally invited. Wait, what were your thoughts? What do you want?
I was trying to come up with something where we could talk about or questioning, have a question basically based on our life experiences, difficult times or weird moments or what do we go through? Kind of like, but professionally as well, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Or not. I mean,
okay.
This is still
yeah,
a
no, I like it. Yes. Okay. So I have a question. What are your thoughts about having sex while you're drunk?
Let's see. Well, I mean, at a younger age, always be safe. But at the same time, I honestly think it's okay, but there's that mental connection. And there's a mental connection. Mm-hmm. So if it's a mental thing, it's more or less, is it the same? I don't think it's the same.
No, I don't.
And I mean, when you're drunk, you're drunk. You're
right.
Not. Your conscious mind is altered.
Yes. And not in a higher plane way.
No, more, not in a higher dimensional
more
plane.
More the sideways plane.
Yeah. Sideways plane. Yeah. It's more,
sideways plane.
And to me, it's also saying, like, if you're drunk, listen, there's life, right? There's parties, there's your birthday, there's moments where you have a couple drinks or too many, whatever, there's drunk. But at the same time, I just think that at a certain state of mind, you don't have, okay, here's basically what I'm saying. There's sex, but then there's sexual connection. There's that love. And I think mm-hmm. that's where I'm basically explaining that. There's love and there's sex. And I think that within that connection spiritually within the love moment, there's your mental, physical, emotional connection where I believe that being drunk or basically intoxicated to a certain level where it's not going to be the same, there's more sex. And either way, right. It is what it is, but
it
that's
is.
My view about it.
Yep, great. Yeah, there's a time and place for everything. Like if the only time we're having sex is when you're drunk, it's like, okay, that's a deal breaker because there's something going on. And I'm just speaking from personal experience. But like there's, you know, it's fun when you're out for having, you know, when you're, well, you've never been, but when you're in Vegas, you're drinking, you go back to the hotel room, it's fucking fun. And then you go out and drink more and then you go back to the hotel room and that's what you do in Vegas. What happens in Vegas?
I've never been to
Vegas,
but I heard what happens in Vegas
like,
stays in Vegas. So I don't really know.
Unless you come home 9 months and there's something. But
then
that doesn't stay in Vegas. But I'm just saying in that type of atmosphere where there's like a bar in the hotel. I mean, that's like a fun weekend. But to have it like every single weekend, it's like, no, let's go find something else better to do. Yeah. All right. Next question.
Well, I guess there's
unless you
that,
have more to say.
I guess it's definitely the environment. Well, you said Vegas. So there's the environment, the time, what's going on.
Yeah.
But if it was to sum it down to a point, simmer it down to something basic for drunk or not, that's just what I was saying before. There's different things that happen in life. Vegas, parties, but through relationship and that's my opinion. What's the next question? What is the next question?
I got one.
What's your
if you don't.
I'm really good about asking these questions right now. Go ahead, go for it.
Who's the most inappropriate person you've ever fantasized about having sex with?
The most inappropriate person?
Inappropriate, yeah.
The most inappropriate person that I have?
That you've fantasized about having sex with.
Inappropriate, though. Oh, you're talking about, like, inappropriately as, like, that's wrong.
Yeah, that's... Do you want me to... Should I answer first?
I'm trying to think about it because... I mean, yeah, feel free to answer first, because I'm trying to think about, I don't think, I don't know. Yeah, answer first.
Okay, because I had to think about this one. That was one that took me the longest on the phone. So, can't believe I'm saying this on radio. So when I was younger, I used to have a thing for Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
So I seriously thought I was going to marry him. Because I've always been attracted to that. Like, is he crazy? Is he not? What plane is he on right now? Yeah,
is he crazy?
That's my
point. Oh, you're attracted dimensionally. But,
yes. That scene in that tunnel when his face is changing, oh my goodness. I was like, damn, that's the person I want to marry.
I mean, I didn't have that celebrity. I don't have like a celebrity sense where it seemed in that like similarity at all, but I think growing up on that 70s show, there was Mila Kunis. I forgot her last name.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I mean, like,
I totally
there's that celebrity thing, but I wasn't like, I'm gonna marry her. So, but that's
yeah, it's
that was, I guess that's like the closest thing I could tell you about that.
No, that's a good one. Yeah.
You know, but it goes back to. spiritual, open-minded, that connection to your being who you are. And that's something like, hey, talk about it. In my opinion, to go back to the whole conversation, if you have a bunch of friends you're comfortable with and you're cool with who you are, there's also time and place for everything. But at the same time, when it does happen and there's that conversation, if you're not embarrassed and they're talking about, hey, like, this is it, this is whatever, have fun. Just be who you are. I think being your authentic self is important. There's things that could be said and shouldn't be said. And basically this conversation is about our opinion about the sexuality and the open-mindedness of conversations between maybe you, your friend, or relationship, marriage, and just talking about who you are. And we got to the point of just asking silly questions at this point. What else? Oh, you know what? I have a thing, and I want to ask you this. And this is not like a personal experience question. It's more or less what your thoughts are.
Okay.
If your relationship or the person you're with had gotten too drunk and called you, or you were with that, or you went back home, whatever the scenario is, you went to them, would it be a turnoff in the sense of now you don't really want to? It's like,
No, if you are calling me and you're too drunk, screw that. I should have been there drinking with you. I would just hang up the phone saying, nope, no way, no how. Yeah, if they're calling me drunk, it's like, no, that's a deal breaker. Hell no. That's not happening.
That's a deal breaker. I think there's that just that mental, honestly, it comes down to communication. I think that's really what it comes down to in any aspect. The work, it's like a part of work. It's a part of wanting to know someone or wanting to get to know someone. And if you did that and that's a deal breaker, I mean, could be also just a deal breaker in that moment. We're like, I'm not really feeling it. It's going to go bad.
Agreed. Deal breaker in the moment, not for the whole relationship. Yeah, I'll clarify on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Where else can we go with this topic? No. I mean, we went from...
I don't know. I think we should take some readings.
Take some readings? Yeah. I mean, it's totally 10 o'clock right now. We only have a certain time. So with that being said, good call, because I totally didn't realize it was 10. I'm going to go take a caller. And if you're listening, call in. Number's 929-477-2767. We're going to do our readings right now. We have about 20 minutes. And if any questions about the topic, just be respectful about that, I guess. But, hey, area code 929. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, hey, how are you? Hi, good. How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing good. Hello? Okay, hold on. I just grabbed my phone. You guys said hello.
No worries. Hi. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Well, Lisa from New York
City. What's
going
on? So you call from New York City. So what we usually do is we don't take any questions. We just go with what our messages, our spiritual guides, and what we work with. And you got two people that are awesome. And basically, we only do our free readings here on the show. And I didn't know that Krista didn't do. This is where our free readings go. But if that's cool with you, we'll go with it.
All right. Sounds awesome. I love it.
Krista, you want to go or you want me to go?
I'll go. Elisa, it feels like you've had some heartbreak going on here, and recent heartbreak, and you're trying to figure out where should my loyalty lie. Does this make sense?
It does make sense.
Okay. You've been experiencing some suffering and heartache and in the past, and you're not willing to overextend yourself right now. Like, you don't want to give too much of yourself away. And it feels like at the time you're giving yourself way too much to this other person. And you're just like, how much more do I need to give you in order for us to be on the same page? Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay, yes.
Okay. Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not. It's just myself.
Yeah, it's just going. Okay. There's some past wounds in a relationship that you need to heal in order for the next relationship to come in.
Yes, and I'm working on it now.
Mm-hmm. Good. You really have to dig deep. And what Spirit is showing me is that they want you to dig deep into each one of your major relationships. What did you learn from it? What did you like from it? What did you not like from it? Because you really need to make a list of what your perfect person is.
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
Have exact detail of what you want and mm-hmm. what you don't want. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I know that
deal breakers.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And have you written it out yet?
Yeah, I did write some of that out. I already know exactly, yes. He has to be completely successful. That's number one. So I'm not thinking anything less than that.
Good. Well, don't settle for anything less because you have settled in the past. You've settled a lot.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
Right? So don't
never.
Like, yeah. So have faith that that person's coming and
mm-hmm.
don't settle for anything less. And blessings, I will leave you with that, my dear.
Thank you.
All right. I was actually like, I got sidetracked for a minute. So what they're telling me right now is you're very particular in what you're looking for and what you want and how you want it to happen. And what happens is we have this tendency to norm out. It's a normal thing to picture in our mind what we would like, what we're looking for, because we're also manifesting. But when it comes to love, they're telling me to keep an open mind because we find love in places that we weren't looking to begin with. And when we're not looking to begin with,
mm-hmm.
that's where love comes in. It's one thing to be normal to fantasize about it, and it's a tendency what we do. But to be open-minded, because the things that you might not want in someone, they do have, but at the same time, loving them on that deeper level where it's a connection, you won't even see it as an issue. There's issues where that come up at the same time where we don't want to put up with something, but there's things that you're so precise on what you want that it's not going to be
mm-hmm.
that way. And once you let go of what we think it should be, you're going to find the right person.
Okay.
They're also telling me, like, I'm seeing it differently than how I'm going to explain it, but what I'm seeing is almost like this living room or this lighting, this lit, the light of the living room. But when I'm seeing it, it's also telling me to break the habits in the sense of go out. Go do something. I'm not saying you don't do anything.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
change up your plans. Do something different.
Yes, okay.
And when you go about it a different way, you're going against the grain of what you typically do. And by doing that, you're switching the energies into bringing it towards you more. And another way of explaining it is if you're not sure of what to do to entertain yourself, play a different song that you usually don't play.
Okay, all right.
But all in all, I'm pretty sure you're going to meet someone because that's what I feel. I think Krista
mm-hmm.
was talking about that too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to,
but,
yes. I will never settle for love. That's why I've been single for a long time. Oh, yes.
Mm. I understand. But thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, I'm taking the advice. Thank you.
And have a good night.
Bye. All right, we got area code 216. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? 216?
Area code 216. Are you there?
Let's just wait and see what the answer.
Hello? Hello?
I guess not. I mean it.
Nope.
Hello, you
nope.
there? 216-404? Hey, is that a song? What's that Rick? I forgot, Jim Jones or something like that. It's like 8004. We only had two callers. I mean, it's not a problem, But at the same time, if you're listening, you want to get a reading, we'll take one more. But 929-477-2767. Other than that, I don't know how much time we got. We got not a lot of time. So it's probably just perfect timing anyway.
It is perfect timing.
But Krista, thank you for another episode.
Yes.
We'll
thank you, Jeff.
Do the next one. Until next time. Thank you everyone for listening.
Until next time.
We'll catch you later.
It's not how you stand by your car. It's how you race your car. You better learn that.
Programming to bring you this emergency announcement. He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Mace is back.